The protests in Egypt were inspired by the overthrow of the president of Tunisia in January. Last month, Tunisians voted in a new constitutional assembly. An Islamic political party holds the largest block of seats in the legislature. The new government faces serious challenges, among them a fear that a conservative shift could threaten Tunisia's women and minorities, including the country's tiny Jewish population. Ben Gilbert met with Jewish activists in Tunis and sent us this report.
Jacob Lelouch is one of 1,200 or so Jews in Tunisia's population of 10 million people. He's the only Jew who ran for parliament in last month's elections. He lost, although one member of his multi-religious party was elected. He's not exactly happy that the moderate Islamic political party, Ennahda, is heading the new government, but he doesn't see it as the end of the world either.
We have to give the time to the time and to see for the next 8 months, where the conductor
takes the train,
absolutely.
Lelouch is actually more concerned about issues like preserving women's rights in one of the Arab world's most secular countries than about the status of Jews here. Lelouch spoke at an old, high-ceilinged house that he's turned into the only kosher restaurant in Tunisia. It's called Mammy Lily, after his 83-year-old mother, who's the chef. The kitchen staff stock silverware and plates after today's lunch. Two Muslims work in the kitchen, and people from all religions dine here, Lelouch says. In the dining room, the walls are decorated with black and white family pictures and Jewish yad, or Torah pointers. But Lelouch says most Tunisians don't even know there's an indigenous Jewish community in Tunisia, which long precedes Christianity or Islam. His desire to change the idea of what is a Tunisian spurred him to run for public office.
A lot of Tunisians think that when you are not Muslim, you cannot run for anything and not contribute also to the political life in the country. You have to live here to be quiet, and it's enough. But I want to prove to all the Tunisians, and in this way, I think that I really won my election because I break something in the Tunisians' mind. Even if you are Christian or Jewish or Baha'i or something else, or without any faith, you can involve yourself in the Tunisian life.
Lelouch's restaurant is located in the seaside town of La Goulette, a suburb of Tunis. He says this area used to be home to thousands of Jews.
In a city like La Goulette, all the restaurants were kosher restaurants. Because, you know, in this town, before the 60s, there was one mosque, one church, and 14 synagogues.
80% of the town was Jewish, Lelouch says. Now, most have left. Lelouch calls the history of Tunisian Jews big and sad. Archaeological evidence shows Jews have been in Tunisia since at least the 3rd century BC. The population peaked just after World War II at more than 100,000. It's been reduced to just over 1,000. Most left in the 1950s and 60s when violence flared during the Arab-Israeli wars. Other Jews left for better economic opportunities in Europe or the U.S. But Lelouch says much still remains here.
We have a perfect Jewish life. We have Jewish schools. We have synagogues, we have kosher butchers, we have a kosher restaurant, even if it is the last one in the country.
Most of the community and the synagogues and schools are located on the island of Djerba in southeastern Tunisia. But Tunis is home to the country's Grand Synagogue. It's a few blocks from a massive mosque. There have been no instances of violence against Jews since the revolution that overthrew strongman Zine El Abidine Ben Ali in January. But during one of the anti-government marches, there was a demonstration that briefly turned anti-Jewish in front of the synagogue. The demonstrators chanted, "Go, Jews, the army of Muhammad has returned," for about a minute, then moved on. Roger Bismuth, the head of the Jewish community, says the chants were started by Ben Ali's undercover police posing as Islamic extremists to make people afraid of Ennahda and other Islamic political parties. The Ennahda party, which won the most seats in the current constitutional assembly, condemned the incident. Since then, Bismuth says, the party's leaders have gone out of their way to reassure Tunisia's Jews.
I was promised by these people from Ennahda when they talked, they said, no, don't worry. It will be no change.
Bismuth says no one in the Jewish community has expressed serious fear to him about their future in Tunisia, at least no more so than what he hears from his Muslim friends.
I'm not worried as a Jew, but I'm worried as a Tunisian because our country is in a difficult position and we have to rebuild, because if we don't start having calm and having the tourism come back here, and you know, it's a big job to make a country start all over again. It's not that easy. So I think we all share the same worries, you know.
85-year-old Bismuth is no foreigner to anti-Jewish sentiment. He was 16 years old when the Germans occupied Tunisia, starting in 1943, the only Arab country to be directly ruled by the Nazis during World War II. He was forced to work in a Nazi labor camp. In the decades since the war, the strong secular and tolerant tendencies in Tunisian society have helped to keep the Jewish population here. Though small, it is the largest Jewish community by percentage in the Arab world. Gilles Jacob Lelouch hopes things will stay that way. With the fall of Ben Ali's government came the lifting of restrictions on starting non-governmental and cultural organizations. So Lelouch has founded a cultural center called House of Memory to preserve the history of Jews in Tunisia. He hopes to open a Jewish museum in Tunis next year. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Tunis.